Hello there, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asumeni, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry, Accra, Ghana. Once again, I welcome you to the year 2023. This is the year of the supernatural supply. Prophetically, the Lord has sent me to declare 23 powerful declarations upon your life that you can expect this powerful declaration in this year 2023. In this year 2023, this particular year has been teamed as our year of supernatural supply. Our year of supernatural supply. Prophetically, whoever that is watching me, I don't know whatever that you are watching me, but I pray for your atmosphere. I pray and I break the ground for you concerning 2023, that as your foot has stepped into the year 2023, you shall experience breakthroughs like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see the heavens open. I see angels flapping their wings. He said, this particular year, it will work in your favor. 2022 didn't work for you, but that shouldn't actually work against you. You should not be discouraged in this particular year, because the Lord has sent me to declare a word to you. In this particular year, the Lord is going to open his harvest, the door to his harvest. The door is going to open the atmosphere for you. You shall experience 2023 like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Our year of supernatural supplies. Our year of supernatural supplies. I welcome you to the year 2023. Our scripture, or our backing scripture for this particular entire year, is 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 14. The Bible says, is that but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their wants. Your abundance may be a supply for their wants. That their abundance also may be a supply for your wants. That there may be equality. At this particular year, the Lord is bridging the gap between poverty and prosperity. The Lord is bridging the gap between poverty and prosperity. The Lord is bridging the gap between need and want. The Lord is bridging the gap between want and need. I don't know whoever that is watching me, wherever that you're watching me, prophetically, I declare that let there be an equality in your life. Whatever that is, an imbalance in your life, that will cause you to walk and wander in wilderness. It will cause you to experience whatever that is. An experience, I pray that whatever that may be, I pray by divine authority in the mighty name of Jesus, that wherever that you are, let the atmosphere be loose for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to declare, or I'm going to make a powerful declaration, 23 powerful declaration upon your life this new year. And I know that the Lord will answer your prayer, and whatever that is embedded in your heart shall be fulfilled for you this particular year in the mighty name of Jesus. The first declaration is, this year shall be to you a year embedded with seasons of supernatural supply. Prophetically, I declare over you that this particular year has been embedded with seasons of supernatural supply. In January, the first week, the second week, the third week, the fourth week, it is embedded with supernatural supply. In February, the first week, the second week, the third week, the fourth week is embedded with supernatural supply. When you get to the month of March, that is the same thing. When you get to the month of April, that is the same thing. Continually, up till the end of this particular year, up till December, you shall experience supernatural supply like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. The second declaration, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. And prophetically, I declare over you, there is a bank in heaven. And this particular moment, the Lord is going to open that bank for you to make a transaction. Whatever transaction that you got to make, I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name, that this year 2023, the Lord is going to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The third declaration, beginning from January and beyond, you will not lack anything good. anything good that you need shall be provided to you. It shall be at your doorstep. It shall be at your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, as the heavens have been opened, I pray and I declare right now by divine authority in the name above every other name, that yeah, this particular year, you shall not lack. You shall not lack anything good in the mighty name of Jesus. The fourth declaration is you will not be in want of food, shelter, and clothing. Famine will not be your portion. Dryness will not be your portion. Wilderness will not be your portion. Scarcity will not be your portion. Because the Lord has said that prophetically, He is going what? He is going to provide you with food, shelter, and clothing. And whatever that is coldness, I see the clothing of God covering you this particular year, in the year 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus. Probably you may be renting, but I see you getting a new apartment. I see you getting a new apartment. Probably you may be staying with somebody, but I see you renting your own apartment this particular year in the mighty name of Jesus. That's saying the Lord. The fifth declaration, you will have enough and much more to share. Maybe many people have been asking you for alms. Many people have been asking you for help. But you can't extend help and you can't extend arms because you are walking and wandering in shortage. But that saying the Lord, you shall have more than abundance or more than enough to share this particular year in the mighty name of Jesus. That saying the Lord, that disgrace is leaving you this particular year in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration 6. Is that your food storage will not be empty. Your storehouse will burst forth with harvest. I see the harvest of the Lord coming towards you. I hear the sound of harvest. I hear the sound of harvest. I hear angels chanting harvest time, harvest time, harvest time, harvest time. And I see your name being shortlisted among those that will harvest their breakthrough. This particular year, you will harvest your deliverance. You will harvest your breakthrough. You will harvest your healing. You will harvest your traveling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration 7. No matter the economic scarcity, no matter the economic meltdown, you will enjoy abundant supply. Because this year has been declared as our year of supernatural supplies. I pray and I declare that let the Lord open that door for you. A great and effectual door. Let it be open unto you this particular year. For you to access abundant supply. In the economic scarcity, you have an abundant supply. When there is famine in your land, you have an abundance of supply. When there is scarcity in your land, when there is thirsty in your land, when there is no water, then when there is dryness, prophetically, I see the hands of the Lord open wide. I see the hands of angels open wide. And they say that we are bringing forth an abundant supply to your doorstep. And so shall it be according to your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration 8. That is, unexpected and unusual provisions are yours this year and beyond. From January up to December. Unexpected and unusual provisions. Provisions that you have never, ever, 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 requested for. You have never, ever, ever, ever asked God for. There shall be an unusual request that you have never made. Unusual supply and unexpected breakthroughs are going to locate you this particular year. In the mighty name of Jesus. And beyond the year. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be according to your faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration 9 is that your kingdom helpers will locate you on time. Your divine destiny helpers will locate you on time. Prophetically, I connect you wherever that you are. If your divine helper is in abroad, I connect you to your divine helper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I connect you to your divine helper. Whoever that is watching me, that you are living in Rwanda, but your divine helper is in Kenya, I pray and I connect you right now that let them locate you right now. Let them locate you right now. Let them locate you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know whoever that is watching me, that your divine helper lives in abroad, but you live in Africa, prophetically, I declare over you right now that receive favor, receive acceptance to locate your divine helper. Let an angel assist you right now by divine authority in this year 2023, our year of supernatural supply, in the name of Jesus. Declaration number 10 is that the God of abundant supply will visit you this month. The God of abundant supply, I see him visiting you. There shall be a divine visitation among your peers, among your family, among your children, among your co-workers. There shall be a divine visitation in response to your supply in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 11. You will not borrow nor beg for money. You may have been borrowed in the year 2022, and up till now you are in debt. I pray and I declare that this particular year, you will not borrow and be in debt. You will not beg and be in debt. You will not beg and be in misery. You will not beg and be in misery. You will not beg and be in mockery. In the mighty name of Jesus, that saith the Lord, you shall not beg, because there shall be a supernatural supply like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 12 is that you are blessed when you go out, and you are blessed when you come in. Wherever that the sole of your foot shall tread, it shall be a blessing. Wherever that the tips of your fingers are tapped, it shall be a blessing. In the atmosphere that the crown of your head shall be under, or the crown of your head shall be around you, it shall be a blessing unto those around you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your coming out shall be blessed. Your going in shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because there is a supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. Declaration number 13. The blessings of supernatural supply rest upon you and all that is yours. The blessing of supernatural supply shall rest upon you and all that is yours. It shall rest upon your children. It shall rest upon your wife. It shall rest upon your work. It shall rest upon your co-workers. It shall rest upon whatever that belongs to you. It shall rest upon anything that is associated with your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be according to your faith. Declaration number 14 is that the heavens of your blessings are open, and your land will yield its full increase. In 2022, maybe your land was not yielding its increase because there is a limitation. But this year, prophetically, I declare over you that limitation has been lifted up. That limitation has been lifted up. That limitation of scarcity has been lifted up. That limitation of wilderness has been lifted up. That limitation of dryness has been lifted up. That limitation of bitterness has been lifted up. These are limitations upon certain lands. That limitation of famine has been lifted up. Because the yieldings of your increase have come. The yieldings of your increase have come. The blessings are open, and your land shall yield its full increase this particular year in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 15. As from today, you are supernaturally moved from the level of not enough or just enough to the level of more than enough. I see the spirit of more than enough locating you. The spirit of more than enough. More than enough is locating you in this year 2023. Like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. That spirit of not enough and that spirit of just enough is leaving you right now. I see that spirit yelling and screaming and leaving you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. The supernatural supply has located you. Declaration number 16. It's a no more lack of it for you and your household. There shall be nothing like lack in your life. You will never lack. You will never lack anything. You will never lack anything. Your family will never lack anything in this year 2023. Your wife will not lack anything. Your children will not lack anything. The works of your hands will not lack anything this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 17. An end has come to every manner of struggling and toiling in your life. toiling of misery has come to an end. Struggling of pain has come to an end. And that saith the Lord, he said, there is an abundance of supply. There is a supernatural atmosphere that you have entered into. You have entered into the realm of the supernatural supply. And that saith the Lord, struggles and toil in the work of your hands are over in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 18 is that unfaithful labor ceases in your career and business from now. Unfaithful labor ceases. I don't know whatever that the works of your hands have been embedded or is working around, but unfaithful labor is leaving you. Unfaithful labor, you are toiling day each and every day, but you are not yielding any profit. You are not yielding any interest, but you are still toiling each and every day. Unfaithful labor is coming to an end because there is a presence of the supernatural supply. This year 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 19 is that you have sown in tears, now reap with joy. In the name of Jesus, whatever is lacking in your life is being perfected right now in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you are dwelling in a realm whereby you need perfection to receive something from the Lord. I pray that the garment of perfection have been released because it is attached and it is associated with the supernatural supply. Let it be your request in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be according to your faith. You have sown in tears, but you shall reap in joy in this 2023 in the mighty name of Jesus. Declaration number 20. In the name of Jesus, you will enjoy supernatural debt cancellation. Probably you have borrowed. Probably you have gone for a loan or you have gone for a grant. I pray that there shall be a divine cancellation. I see the Lord canceling it out. I see the corporation calling you, phoning in, sending you an email, and they are telling you that your debts have been paid. There is a divine cancellation. Why? Because there is a presence, and then we have entered into the atmosphere of supernatural supply. God is supplying to his children like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be according to your faith in the name of Jesus. Declaration number 21. I decree that your investment will bring a maximum return to you. Whatever that you have invested in this particular year 2023, it shall bring you a maximum return. Maximum return that will blow your mind. Maximum return that will blow your competitors. Maximum return that will blow your family. Maximum return that will make people wonder what God are you even serving. I see a maximum return in your investment this year. In your investment this year, there is an outburst of profits coming your way this particular year. In this year 2023, in the name of Jesus. Declaration number 22. As you diligently obey the word of God, this blessing and much more will follow you and your household from this day forward. Whatever that is associated and any instruction that comes with the supernatural supply, that saith the Lord, if you are able to adhere to the conditions, the terms of conditions, he said it's the supernatural, he said there will be much more blessing that will follow you this year 2023. I see it happening in your days. I see it happen to you. January, you shall be blessed. February, you shall be blessed. March, you shall be blessed. April, you shall be blessed. June, you shall be blessed. July, you shall be blessed. August, you shall be blessed. November, you shall be blessed. October, you shall be blessed. December, you shall be blessed. From January up to December, you shall be blessed like never before. In the name of Jesus. Monday, you shall be blessed. Tuesday, you shall be blessed. Wednesday, you shall be blessed. Thursday, you shall be blessed. Friday, you shall be blessed. Saturday, you shall be blessed. Even on the holidays, Sunday, you shall be blessed. Like never before in this year 2023. In the mighty name of Jesus. And declaration number 23. So shall this year be better than last year for you. because the Lord will deal wondrously with you in Jesus' name. I see the Lord dealing with you wondrously. I see the Lord dealing with your family wondrously. I see the Lord dealing with your children wondrously and miraculously. I see the Lord dealing with your wife wondrously. I see the Lord dealing with your husband wondrously. I see the Lord dealing with your corporate environment wondrously. I see the Lord dealing with the works of your hands wondrously. I see the Lord dealing with your entire being, the anatomy of your being, wondrously this particular year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you again to our year of supernatural supply. And we are in 2023. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asare Asumeni. Have a lovely year. Bye-bye.